X, mobile.
WTUJKT mobile, good morning, Patrick.
Hope you had a good weekend.
How's yours?
It wasn't very productive because of the rain, but I tried to get a few things done inside the house.
My way, so we got some stuff done.
I had a bunch of errands to run Friday, and it sprinkled almost on and off, and then Saturday, it rained up to about 1:30, 2 o'clock.
We had hiked from Crowder's Mountain down to the South Carolina back. It was like an 18-mile hike, but we didn't see any rain yesterday on it, so that was good. And we got a little rain overnight last night in Shelby, but not much.
Our place, we got a little rain last night, but yesterday was beautiful. Didn't get any rain yesterday, but I had a lot of stuff going on, so I didn't get nothing accomplished. But it was a good weekend.
I'm headed back down in this morning. I'll tell you what, though, after walking 18 miles, it was, we were starving when we got back yesterday, and we just had a couple smoothies at Smoothie King and Gastonia on the way back, and this morning I'm ready to eat everything on the planet.
So, after an 18-mile hike and just having a smoothie.
So, it was probably 1,200 calories or something like that, but yeah, just burned more than that on the hike.
18 miles. I've never done that trail or anything like it. Don't know anything about it. So I'm assuming it's an up and down since it's Crowder's Mountain.
1,000 feet of elevation gain, and I think my Garmin had me around 2,600 calories on it. So yeah, it was a day.
Now, how long did that take you?
2.5 hours.
Good clip then.
Remember, you know, we had to get back by sundown, so we didn't leave until about noon 30. So we rolled back to the car around. It was just shy of 7 o'clock when we got back to the car.
To say, legs would be burning up this morning.
Worked yesterday.
This is NC90.
John, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Leon, WTJKT.
If I had to walk 18 miles, I'd probably fall out.
We're at the end of it.
TMW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
NC9B.
Patrick, Leon, Eric, hope everybody's doing well this morning.
Monday so far over here, nothing to complain about.
Having a great morning. Looking forward to a great day. Hope you had a great weekend. I did. I know I did. Got a lot of stuff that are on the house. Got some stuff moved around. Did a little organization in the shack on the antennas and the switches and such.
Well, Saturday was a busy day for us with 6 grandkids, but then Sunday we kind of rested. Sunday I was gifted a couple of radios I got to check out. They're from like the 1980s.
Kenwood, you were talking about?
A little bit confused. The one is supposed to be a mobile when it's a TR-7800. But when I was just looking through the manual online, it says it's good for frequencies 144 to 145.995, which really isn't going to do me any good.
Sounds like a European model, because they only have 2 megahertz in their 2-meter band over there.
Then they can be changed.
I don't know if they have the concept of a Mars mod over there, but that's typically just opening up the transmit. But it's worth looking into the internet to see if there's a mod for it.
Those have crystals in it.
Oh.
1980.
What is that new?
Picked up he had a gear made by the Electric Eye Company called a Mon Key. And I think you gotta plug it up and it's got tubes in it. The radio was working when he put it up. I think the last time he had it fired up was 10 years ago. See if I can fire it up. Camping in Flat Rock. There with a camper beside us. He was a pilot, man. He was, I mean, he's got a call sign and everything. He doesn't do anything with it anymore. And they just been sitting in storage and asked me if I wanted them. So when he came back up this month, he brought them with him.
Mentioning something about this a couple months ago.
In July, when was the last time I saw him? We went out to eat with him up there in Flat Rock last night.
Remember on that radio again?
It was a Tango Romeo 7800, and then the handheld is a Tango Romeo 2500.
Speaking of radios, I found another battery for the FT50 radios that I had previously owned. So I've got three batteries. You all know anybody needs a radio grid home. This morning?
Coming in, traveler's
rest. There last night, they got it all messed up. And then 290, they got, I don't know what they're doing with that pave jump.
They moved the 85 southbound lanes again up in the Gaffney construction zone. That kind of threw everybody this morning.
I'm going to take my usual jaunt down to Anderson.
Hey, your wheelbarrow load down there for them?
Well, judging from the last few days, I'll probably go down there with an empty trailer, which is not the norm. And maybe with a little bit more than one pallet this time. I don't know. It's kind of an inside joke between me and Packer, because I sent him a picture last day at work of a tractor trailer. They put a pallet on the back, the very back of the trailer. That was probably a foot and a half, 2 feet high. The whole other part of the trailer was empty. And I had to carry that one little pallet all the way back from Anderson.
Go down on those hills, right?
It's easy. Dropped it off, and when they unloaded it, they'd have a dock. They just pulled it right off the back. And then they put their one little pallet back on. So then I hauled that back over somewhere else.
Your pickup, right?
Probably fit in the back of the wife's car. The load. I get paid for the hour.
Yeah.
Hey, Motor Andrew, NC9V.
KO4HGET.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Morning, Andrew, WTJKT.
Hopefully we're having a good Monday morning. Hopefully this tropical storm brings any rain.
This morning, I said, hopefully I'll get home before the rain starts. I didn't wear my rain shoes today.
Yellow, but in this wind, I don't know if it's going to do me any good, and the whole bottom half will be soaking wet.
And I dare me ride the motorcycle today.
All over the road, even if it wasn't raining.
You're kind of picky and choosy about when I ride the bike now. The other day, I picked up Patrick, but he said he was going to ride the back. He had too much stuff to carry.
In those situations, right?
You can just leave my computer and everything with the tool truck.
Missing?
Have it. That computer is my business as much as the truck is.
Off of work when you leave the truck?
I wish.
Oh, yeah, Eric. Sorry about that. Ken? He's a business owner, man. He's on duty 24/7. No holidays for him.
Hey, did you already come down 290?
I'm past the church now. I didn't even near the church now. Yeah.
Been there tonight.
City yet. But I've got a ways to go yet.
Going back, they had to, in the dark, they had a flagman the road with a little light shining on him, but then 30 feet in front of him, they had a pickup truck with its lights shining in your eyes and everything, like to not even saw him.
Stress to all my guys. When you're know, doing something with your vehicle and you're, you know, facing the wrong way on traffic or something, you better turn the headlights off and just have your parking lights on. Otherwise, you're blinding everybody from seeing you. But, yeah, they do that a lot. Good night, though.
Haven, just past the Greenville Tech if you're headed towards my house.
Saturday? Yeah. Was Saturday? Was it yesterday? No, yeah, Saturday. We went down, we drove down to Ollie's and the store down there, and we came down 290, and they had, you know, the rough part where they tear up the pavement. That was all roughed up, so hopefully they paved that, smoothed it out.
And everybody, KN4 GTM.
Fellas, y'all know that's my son. That's NC9B.
KFW.
I got it. And I just want to introduce y'all to my son. That's my son, Dean. His call's KN4 GTM.
Listener than I am a talker, so it's good to meet everybody this morning. Just wanted to poke my head in and say hi.
I just come on in here and join us.
Talked into bringing my mobile rig in, so I figured I'd try it out and see how it does. It doesn't do very good near downtown Greenville, apparently.
And now, name over here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
KO4 CEF. Name here is Andrew.
KO4 HKX. I think you know who I am, though.
Talking about Dean, troublemaker.
Heard about him. Heard about him.
To the group, KO4 MUF.
KO4 KFW.
Morning, Jody. W2JKT.
Jody, NC9B.
Morning, Jody, KO4, CEF.
Group, I hope everybody's doing well.
Miss Ian, hope you and Miss Annette had a good weekend.
Everything went well.
Can't wait for the rain to move in this afternoon, Jody.
I'm so excited, I'm just jumping up and down for that good stuff. Are you working today?
According to my son, I wouldn't call it that. But yeah, I'll be holding the steering wheel of a very large vehicle.
Minded about it too, because you know just how great people remember how to drive in the rain.
Off way before the rain kicks in.
Talking about off work and not off mentally, because he's already there.
Talk about work, because we all know he's off.
I'll tell you.
Things, but family's not one of them, is it?
Your fellow ham radio operators.
Yeah.
Fellow ham radio operators are your family.
That's why you always stayed on yours when I was younger. KN4 GTM.
Went over my head. You got your furry friend with this? Your furry friend with you this morning?
I carry the rock dog.
This little puppy rides with him.
Forward to the vacation of, you know, going to work every day.
For radio at the house, huh? They can call you all the time. No kids, no wife. Get the freedom.
The whole, what are you getting your radio out of your truck for? Thing yesterday. It was weird.
Off my exits, I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll at you tomorrow morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3, Andrew. KO4 HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that Monday. KN4 TFW.
73, Andrew. W2JKT. Have a good day.
NC9B.
Question this morning for people a lot smarter than I am.
Group, but go ahead.
Did I have better luck hitting the repeater for
from 50 miles away than I do here locally in Traveler's Rest. You know, probably, I don't know, Traveler's Rest to this repeater is what, 10 miles, crow flies?
You know, people, when I was in law enforcement, used to tell me it was sunspot activity. Yeah, that's what it is, sunspot activity.
And Traveler's Rest.
On the 276, heading through downtown TR.
You're right there in downtown. The building's blocked, and there's something that interferes with it going through there when I go through on Wednesdays. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't last very long right through there.
I just don't understand it, because even like my work, there's a dead spot when I was on the HT. So I'm excited to see how the mobile rig does.
So that mobile rig sure is doing a good job. Crystal clear, full quieting, good audio.
That is the best investment we ever made.
No construction this morning. Just so you know, Ken.
Traffic here at Woodruff, 85,000 came to an abrupt halt, and it's telling me it's a 20-minute delay.
KN4TFW.
NC9B.
For HTX, today I'm over here on 123 just outside of Easley, between 153 and 25.
I didn't know if D might be over that way today.
I'll be able to let you know here in about 5 minutes.
You should take a tour of his truck, D. No, maybe you should. Maybe not.
How expensive my taste is?
Patrick, it's got to be our budget.
Thanks for the heads up.
Man, go, Nope, no credit here. Cash in hand only.
Closing the two left lanes of 85 South here up here a bit.
Yeah. You get to stop and get breakfast yet?
Got 90 like I normally do and got something.
Saying you won't be sitting in traffic hungry anyway.
I'm here at work, so I'm going to step off for a few minutes. Game 4 GTM, be clear.
Good to hear you this morning, KO4HKX. Well, I'm to Jody.
7-3, Dean. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Okay. Have a good day, Dean. See you shortly. NC9B.
I got a phone call.
Not important anymore. In today's, it's okay to sit through a green light. Yeah, 85 and sit with Eric. So when I was talking to you, Patrick, and I had the radio in the truck, in the tractor. And he said I was real scratchy. That's because I had the antenna sitting on the catwalk between the container and the trailer and the tractor. Just sitting on the catwalk there.
Not working at all, then.
And I mounted it up about, I guess, 5 feet on one of the little brackets for the air dam on the side.
Well, guys, I have arrived at my first stop this morning, so I'm going to jump out of here. Y'all have a good, safe trip on into the office, and maybe I'll catch you throughout the day. If not, this afternoon, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Patrick, I'll talk to you later. And I'm here at the office, too, fellas, so I'll be back in a few minutes on transfer vehicles. NC9B.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.